And it is John Gibbons, and it is the Anfield Raps Lower League show. And when there's an international break, we like to look at what's going on outside the Premier League. But a team who might not be outside the Premier League for longer, Fulham. And joining us over Zoom, we've got Sammy from the Fulhamish Pod. Sammy, thanks a lot for coming back on.
Oh, pleasure. It's been a little while since I've been on tour. So, it's nice to come back on, mate.
But as I said, we might not be here long before we've got you on a little bit more often, because Fulham, along with Bournemouth, are running away with it a little bit at the moment. I mean, the Championship can make fools of all of us, of course. But at the moment, you must be pleased with how the team's doing and certainly how the table's looking.
Yeah, definitely. We had a bit of a ropey September where we lost to Coventry 4-1 in the game before the October international break. And a few of us were thinking, are we even good enough for the playoffs? And then since then, 6 wins in a row. We've scored 20 goals in a row without conceding, which is quite something. I mean, the Championship's really skewed this year. It's a weird league to be in. The teams with parachute payments just seem to have so much more than the teams that don't. I think COVID has just messed up this league, which was once a really hard league to get out of, and right now it just doesn't feel that way. And all the teams that are scrapping at the bottom of the Premier League, it feels like it's not quite such the death sentence that it used to be going down to the Championship, because it is just so distorted. Maybe giving it a few years when fans are back and hopefully things will even themselves out. But right now, this league, it just feels like ourselves and Bournemouth and a little bit West Brom are just streets ahead of every other team in this league. And look, I don't want to jinx things. Things have a funny way of biting you in the arse. But I do think that right now it is looking rosy, and I can't see anything else other than Fulham, Bournemouth, West Brom kind of being in the top three.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, in terms of, you know, the knock-on effects of COVID and how it might have hit certain clubs more than others. And I guess it depends where your sort of revenue streams are, as you say, and the more you're reliant, you know, on gate receipts, and the more you're reliant on, you know, the match day income, the sort of the more it will hit you is an interesting one. Fulham, you know, we've got a few people around who sort of know the league fairly well as well. One of them is the top scorer, Mitrovic, who, you know, with the Premier League, you know, hasn't quite happened for him for I guess a variety of reasons, but certainly knows where the goal is in the Championship. He's top scorer again on 20. And scored a big one last night for Serbia as well. He seems to be enjoying his football at the moment.